Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. And I know it's like a dream come true for you. And you're going to get it. I know you're really excited about our next guest because you know who he is. Giovanni Cortolo is Director of Small Business Public Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Giovanni works hard on our behalf, ladies and gentlemen, up there on Capitol Hill, trying to make sure that that they don't do too much harm to us and maybe occasionally even do something good for us. He's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
And as I was saying earlier, it was great to see you last week at the SBA event.
Right.
The SBA administrator, you were leading the charge. You were introducing everyone. And, you know, I was just proud to see you and be there.
Well, I appreciate you being there. Thank you for that. And thank you for being there. It was fun seeing you, as always, as we make our, you know, we come to D.C. for a lot of different reasons during the year, but that's our pilgrimage. To come for Small Business Week at the SBA. That's our annual pilgrimage, and of course, you were right there where you should be, helping us all whoop it up on behalf of small business, and it was a great time, wasn't it?
Well, the energy was terrific, and I think that's part of what the Small Business Week is just kind of focusing and channeling that energy and passion that small businesses have, and just enjoying it, celebrating all the great things that we've done through the year.
And you know, the only thing small businesses really ask of the government, we don't have to have. The government do a lot for us, except one main thing, and that's just get out of our way.
Yeah,
just don't.
Yeah.
Don't hurt us. If you don't have to help us, just don't hurt us.
Yeah, first thing is do no harm.
And exactly.
I talk to so many small businesses, is the only thing, only handout I want is the hand out of my pocket.
Right. That's very good. No, that's right. But there really is some dark clouds on the horizon a little bit out there, Giovanni. It comes in the devil in the details of the Iraq supplemental that has been passed by both the House and the Senate, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's always been the way that a lot of bad legislation gets enacted, is some of these larger bills, they're clouded, they take the limelight, and yet the details are clouded because of the larger effort. In the Iraq supplemental is a provision to increase the minimum wage.
Folks, let me stop you for a second. Folks, now I want you to pay attention to this, because this Iraqi supplemental has... In your lifetime, do you remember a more controversial piece of legislation?
No. Well, you know, it's unfortunate the war is a controversial subject.
But the point is that this is really about the Iraqi war, but they're packaging all this other stuff inside of it, and that's the reason why I wanted you to be on the show today, Giovanni, to tell us about all that. So go ahead now with your list.
Well, certainly the minimum wage is involved in that, and that's something that small businesses just can't handle, is increases or mandates from the government to increase wages, because it not only increases those at the very bottom, but it also increases your whole wage stratus throughout your wage hierarchy.
It's a government price control, isn't it?
Well, it's a government mandate.
It's a tax, basically,
on
small business.
It's a hidden tax. And there's certainly just a few crumbs of tax and relief for small businesses, but it does not in any way make up for the $8 billion, $10 billion a year that this would impose on small business owners. The actual tax benefits are very temporary, but the $8 to $10 billion in increases in wages are permanent, and that's the thing that we have to understand. Just because they throw a few bones at us, it doesn't make it a good bill. There's a lot of union bills out there that are.
I want to get the union part in a minute, but before you get there, on the minimum wage thing, and my audience knows they're rolling their eyes a little, Giovanni, because they know that how excited I get and how on my soapbox I get about minimum wage. Folks, we got 2 million jobs going wanting out there, according to many, many sources. We got 4.3 unemployment. You heard Marty Regalia, the U.S. Chamber's chief economist, basically say on this show Friday that this is full employment. When you've got that kind of a seller's market, employees being sellers, that means that they can command the price that they want. I don't know anybody who's starting their employees at minimum wage anymore. The government doesn't need to impose what the price of employment should be. The marketplace will and is doing that. 22. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some more about what's inside the Iraqi supplemental that you need to know about. Stay with us. Little Santana for you there. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one you can go to and find our archives, thousands of those now in four different ways you can listen to, and whatever player your computer has on it, it'll play now. Everything. You don't have to have Real Player. You can have anything you have that'll play on MP3. Our show will play there. You can get it a lot of different ways, so check it out when you get a chance. It's brand spanking new stuff, folks. Hope you use that to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're at smallbusinessadvocate.com or go to jimsblog.biz. And our brand new website, the Knowledge Base for Small Business, the world's only Knowledge Base for Small Business, askjim.biz. You got small business questions, we got answers, and you can get them instantaneously. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in and give you the answers. Giovanni Cortolo is with us. He's our good friend, Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, give us your website, too, please.
www.uschamber.com.
Now, I want to correct something that I said a minute ago, make sure that I don't misrepresent this. The only egregious small business issue in the supplemental, Giovanni, is the minimum wage issue, right?
Yeah, the minimum wage issue is one that they decided to attach at the 11th hour, and they've come to agreement on the tax portion, which is just basic crumbs for small business.
They whittled it down. I mean, they were going to the argument originally was, okay, yes, we're going to raise minimum wage, we're going to put a bunch of tax goodies in it for small businesses to offset that, but of course none of it's one to one. The minimum wage thing is across the board, and the tax benefits are only piecemeal. But they've whittled those down now to the point where there's not much value, is there?
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, I mean when you extend something for 2 or 3 months, and 179 is extended for a year, which is great. Nothing wrong with that because it helps small business.
We already had that, Giovanni.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The increase in minimum wage is permanent, and to sneak it into this type of bill is very egregious.
This is like going to your kid's birthday party, and they say, "What'd you get from me, Mom or Dad?" And they say, "We're going to keep feeding you."
Yeah,
that's your birthday present. We're gonna keep feeding you. We're not gonna let you starve.
Well, it's as you well know, as we know, it's the small businesses that are keep feeding the economy.
That's
and
exactly
growing
right.
The economy. And thank you. You know, they're gonna give us these few crumbs to make it work. And it's an amazing environment, Jim.
Supplemental, Giovanni, has got a bunch of mandates, time mandates on it for the Iraq war, and the president's already said it's dead on arrival, right?
Well, it's pure politics.
He's not going to sign. He's going to veto it, right?
Yeah, it's pure politics, and this is what you've seen as an overlay to the whole Congress. It's this political gamesmanship that is occurring between the House and Senate and the president, and one is trying to put the Republican Congress in a bad position, as well as the president. And the main prize is going to be the presidency in 2008.
Well, and the thing that upsets me, Giovanni, is as a father of a son who's just gotten back from his second tour in Iraq, and thinking about all the other young men and women who are over there, the brave volunteers who are over there doing what they're doing, it really is so unseemly to see those guys being kicked around politically like they are now.
Oh, absolutely. And you're dealing with their lifeline, which is the financing of that war.
And they're playing games with that, and it really makes me mad. So the president's going to veto it. When is he going to get that bill, by the way?
Well, it should be sometime this week. Obviously, he's waiting pen in hand, and that will be a big veto real
quick. He's got the veto pen in hand. And so that'll be the end of minimum wage increase, because that wasn't very smart of them to stick that in there, was it?
Well, Jim, it's not going to be the end, I hate to say. You're going to see this thing take on an individual life of its own. They've agreed on the tax end of it. You'll see it pass the House probably sometime this spring. And
the president has said he will sign the minimum wage increase, hasn't he?
Yeah, unfortunately he will. I mean, that's...
I'm going to have another talk with him, Giovanni.
I think you should.
Yeah, I have to have another talk with him. What are some of the other things that they're cooking up there that's going to not be good for small business?
Jim, you know, it's amazing some of the labor union paybacks that we're seeing work out. And the union card check, I don't know if you've talked about that on your
show. A couple of times, yes, we have. Tell us again what it is.
Well, you know, everybody thinks when they hear unions, they think big business. But unfortunately, most of the NLRB union representation...
National Labor Relations Board.
Right, have been for small business. 70% of those elections involved bargaining units of fewer than 50 employees.
Say that again. Say that again.
70% of these elections involved bargaining units of fewer than 50 employees.
Small businesses.
20% under 10 employees.
Wow.
You're talking about small...
Unions in less than 10 employees?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this...
Don't hear that much.
If this bill passes, they'd be able to go to the employees with card checks, and this would be not a closed election, but one that would be open, where the union boss would come up to the employee and said, "Are you going to vote for or against the union?" This is against all Democrat principles. The closed elections. It's the
opposite of what these same people were fighting for 40 years ago.
Absolutely, and this is one huge issue. It's one that we're fighting. All stops are pulled on this one.
Well, I'm fighting it with you, because I'll tell you, it's a blunt. And folks, you'll get a kick out of this, as you've heard me say before. It's called the Employee Free Choice Act. There's no free choice in this, folks. If you can't vote in a secret way, if everybody around you, and including the guy who handed you the card, knows how you voted, that's not free choice. That's public knowledge. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Giovanni Cortolo. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Sort of.
Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses...
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, the Director of Small Business Public Policy, Small Business Policy, I should say, at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right,
That's Giovanni? Correct, Jim. That's correct.
And folks can, and Giovanni, can they go there and find out, find the small business link there and go to the work that you're working on?
Oh, absolutely. We have, you know, a lot of things, not only labor, minimum wage, access to capital, legal reform, big for the chamber and big for small business.
Right.
Go to the website, look up any information, and, you know, it's great to have you visit.
Family Medical Leave Act is something that's now 50 employees or more, right?
That's correct.
A lot of people are trying to get that down to below that, aren't they?
Well, you know, this is another thing that's a payback for the unions, and S-910 and H.R. 1542 was introduced. And guess who introduced S-910?
Who?
Take three guesses. Senator Kennedy, head of the health.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know why I said who. I knew who that was. Of course. He's the archenemy of small business.
Well, he certainly isn't doing us any favors on that bill, because it basically, what it does is it requires employers who have 15 or more employees, and also part-time employers, to not only give them medical leave, but also paid sick leave, which is a new benefit.
We're still trying to get Ted Kennedy on my show. He and I have a mutual friend, actually, and we're trying to work that out. And I want to ask him very respectfully, Senator Kennedy, in a world where liberals rule, what would the economy look like?
Well, you may want to look to some of the third world economies, or
right.
even
would it look
France.
Like France? Would it look like
yeah,
France?
Look at France. I mean,
would it look like Germany, where they have 10% unemployment and the economy is growing at under 2%? Is that what we want?
Well, you know, you look at France and you see people fighting to get smaller work weeks, and you look here and they're trying to bust down the doors to get in to work, you know.
So basically, we got no shot at getting the small business health plans passed.
Well,
Mike Enzi's bill.
Senator Enzi has been a true patriot and
yep.
fighting the charge for that. He says, look, we're not going to have any health care passage of any bill unless that's attached to it. So he's been very good. He's fighting a battle that's going to be a tough one. Certainly health care is a tug of war in which not much has been done in the Senate or in the well, in the House a lot's been done, but not in the Senate.
Thank God for HSAs, health savings accounts.
Oh, that's been great.
That's been a big help for small businesses, hasn't it?
Well, we actually testified. We had one of our small businesses fly in last week and testified on the Uninsured Week in front of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And, you know, it's amazing to hear both sides of the argument. That very day, universal health care was introduced by Senator Kennedy and Congressman Dingell. You know, the one side wants to go to government-sponsored health care, which is not really where it should be. We should have a market-based system, and we should really pass laws to help that along.
Well, and one of the things that they're trying to do, and I heard Senator Kerry talk about this last week, that he wants to have, and he spoke to a small business audience, he wants to have the maximum exposure for anybody is at $50,000. Well, does that mean the government's going to pick up the rest of that? Who's going to pay for that?
Somebody has to pay for it, and there's two people that can that they generally go for, and that's either employers or the government, and in many cases, both. So small businesses are being, when they're trying to run the race and hire people and hire new people, this is going to be a limiting factor. You know, we have a healthcare system that pays close to $6,000 per person. It's higher than any other place in the world. Any industrialized mm-hmm. country doesn't pay as much for their health care as we do. We have to pass medical malpractice reform.
Right.
We have to pass things like association health plans to limit the costs of health care.
Which is another name for small business health plans, right?
That's correct. But, I mean, we have to do these things that will put us in line with the other industrialized nations. Right now, we're paying 16% of GDP for our health care, and that's going to
rise. But it's still the best health care system in the planet.
Oh, it is.
Nobody has to. If you get cancer, you need chemotherapy. You don't have to stand in line for chemotherapy. You can get it today.
Oh, it is. It's a
and that's the thing we have to remember.
Yeah. We can't throw out the baby with the bathwater, but we have to improve it.
Exactly. Well said and well done, Giovanni. Thank you. I sleep a little better knowing you're on the job up there, Giovanni. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jim.
I appreciate it. Giovanni Cortola, ladies and gentlemen, the director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber, and he is our friend, and I'm very happy and proud to be able to say that. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.